Good evening, my friends, and welcome to the reading of Kenneth E. Hagin's Faith Food Devotions for January 16th. The title of the message is By Inheritance, and the related scriptures are from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. We cannot measure the vastness of the power and authority in the name of Jesus without realizing that he inherited that name from God the Creator. Jesus is the brightness of God's glory. Jesus is the express image of God's person, the very outshining of God the Father. Jesus is the heir of all things, and Jesus inherited his name. The greatness of his name is inherited from his Father. So the power of his name can only be measured by the power of God. And every believer has inherited the legal right to use the name of Jesus. Wow, that's powerful. Every believer has inherited the right, the legal right, to use the name of Jesus. Confession, and repeat after me. I know the name of Jesus has within the power and authority of the Creator. Let's say that again. I know the name of Jesus has within it the power and the authority of the Creator. We're going to say that again. I know the name of Jesus has within it the power and authority of the Creator. I know the power of the name of Jesus can be measured only by the power of God. I know the power in the name of Jesus can only be measured by the power of God. I know I have the legal right to use that name. I know the power in the name of Jesus can be measured only by the power of God. And I know I have the legal right to use that name. The Bible is called the Book of the Law, and it gives us the legal right to use the name of Jesus. Amen.